We had one little boy that lived to be 3 years and 16 days old. And the doctor that treated him, Dr. Well, you know him?
I know of him.
Well, he said to that little boy of mine, he said, I got children of my own, but he said, that's the brightest little boy that I have ever seen in my life. Mm.
What did he die from?
Oh, he had what they called then, I don't know what they call it, they called it back then, tummy poison, but he wasn't poison on anything. What he ate, you know, that stomach would get upset and all. And we had some fresh mullet fish that night, and we eat over with my mother. And you know, that fish always has them rolls, eggs, they call them on, you know. And Glenn was kind of sick anyway, I guess, and he'd a bite of fish, maybe a little bite of eggs, and he got sick that night. And he never did, you know, the doctor, we had two doctors with him. And I believe if we hadn't had him and had the other one that we did have, I believe he would have been
saved. They could have done something about that.
We had Dr. Jim with him, and he said it's taking poison medicine to kill poison. And Dr. spent the night down there one night, and the night he spent that, he treated him that night, and he was a little better the next morning, but I don't think Dr. B said he did anything to it.
You're going to have a long skip in there.
What happened to the other child?
Well, we had a little boy that lived to be 3 months and 17 days old, and I take pneumonia when he was just about 10 days old, or 2 weeks, something like that. I'd say 2 weeks old. I take pneumonia, and you know, then people raise their babies on their breast.
Yeah.
And they had to take Junior, my little boy, off of the breast and put him on milk. A bottle, and the doctor never could get a formula that ever soothed him, you know. He said he'd try this and that and the other, and then he never did get anything that ever soothed him, and so he died.
Oh, that's too bad.
So we got one girl living, our oldest child.
How old is your granddaughter?
I got two granddaughters. One of them's 28, I think, and the other one's
27, 26,
and the other one's 23, I think. Hmm. I got two granddaughters, and I got three great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little girl that was a great-granddaughter. She was 11 that 22nd of February, and one of them boys 3, and the other 6.
Hmm. How far have you ever traveled? What's the farthest away from here you've ever been?
We've been to Yellowstone.
We went through 16 states and went on out into Yellowstone. I've been there, I don't know, we've gone 2-3 weeks. I don't know what we'd call them, miles on it.
Did you go one time, huh? Did you drive?
No, Maryland.
We went.
My nephew drove in a car.
Did you like traveling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just got it a little bit down the book, ain't you? Somewhere, wherever stopped and this and everything else.
We enjoyed it. We lived down at Worcester, there where Fred Thomas lives, and we was gone 2 weeks.
It's good for you. I didn't know how long, but I enjoyed it. Got to left that. Was it in May or June we left?
Oh, we left there the 4th of July, and it was just, Merrill's car was froze over that moment.
Right. Oh my goodness.
That's in Yellowstone. That's a not. Yeah, you've been there. I haven't been there.
Oh, you are
going to
Yellowstone.
The children are just getting to the age where they're asking about things like Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone.
Well, where did you stay when you were on the road?
We just stayed at motels.
They're all in a book here somewhere, but where is the book?
Have you ever seen a play?
A what?
A play.
What kind?
Where you have live people on stage.